第121课.
Michael, I'm really embarrassed that I have to eat my own words. The money I expected to receive last week didn't arrive, but I'm sure it's in the mail so I can pay you back before Saturday. When we got married, my younger brother predicted it would never last, that we weren't the right type for each other. But he certainly had to eat his words and admit he was wrong. The first time we met, I knew this was the only one I wanted to marry. Yes, sir, it was love from the word go. And you know, we've been happy together almost 50 years. When Mary and I met, I was dazzled. But I learned right away we had nothing in common. I knew from the word go it wouldn't work no matter how beautiful she was.
第122课.
You want your car back by 6 o'clock, right? Hey, no problem. It'll be all fixed up and ready to go just as good as new. There's no problem here except you forgot to switch on the machine. Oh, we're so sorry, but thank you for coming. Sorry, sir, you were going 80 miles an hour, so I have to give you this ticket. Send your $100 to court within 10 days, or you'll be in trouble. Now, have a nice day. Hi, Joan. You're leaving so early for your office? Well, I guess it's the only way to beat the traffic. Anyhow, have a nice day.
第123课.
Some important politicians and businessmen keep a man on their staff just to write one-liners for them. They like to have a few one-liners handy any time they have to make a speech. Debbie, thank you so much for the book on American humor you gave me. I checked the book on my flight to Boston and found 2 perfect one-liners for my speech, and they really warmed up the crowd for what I had to say. I wish somebody would tell Joe that he shouldn't try to tell those long jokes. They're so long that half the time he forgets the punchline and people just don't laugh. I don't know how to tell my son Jack he simply has no talent as a comedian. For one thing, he always laughs at his own joke before he gets to the punchline, which means nobody laughs at the end of the job.
第124课.
I feel sorry for Mary. Jim has been playing fast and loose with her affections too long. Why doesn't she make up her mind once and for all and just get rid of the man? Gary played fast and loose with his brother's high office, raking in bribes from people who wanted favors from the government. It's a good thing the FBI finally caught him. At our house, there's a hard and fast rule against us kids hanging out downtown late at night. We all have to be home by 10 o'clock, and no exceptions either. That country now has a hard and fast rule against a teacher taking money to raise a student's grade. It's not only dishonest, but it's unfair to all the other students in the class.
第125课.
Federal workers thought they were sitting pretty until the White House announced its plans for reform. The plan calls for cutting 250,000 jobs. So now people are worried. Mr. Lee is really sitting pretty now. The other dry cleaner down the block sold out to an Oriental grocery store, which means he now has no competition for 2 miles around. Now just sit tight and wait. Mary will be here in a minute. I can't wait to see her reaction when she sees you. She'll be so surprised and happy, she may cry. Remember that scene when she had to sit tight in the attic while German soldiers searched the house downstairs? I was holding my breath, hoping they wouldn't find her hiding place.